Blog Talk Radio.
This year, my mom got me the perfect bag for back to school.
These council binders help me stay organized.
These headphones are just what I need for studying.
These new sneakers are just what I need for the new year.
This jacket is a real must-have.
My parents got me the skateboard I wanted. It's pretty cool.
These scissors really come in handy in art class.
These colored pencils, too.
These new socks? They can be a real lifesaver.
I finally got my own phone to stay in touch with my mom.
School takes a lot. Target has it all.
Yo, are you afraid to die, or do you want to live forever? Tell me, what's wrong?
They want to bury me, I'm worried. I'm losing my mind, look down the barrel of my nine, and my business blurry. Falling to pieces, am I guilty? I pray to the Lord, but he ignores me. I'm fortunate because I'm guilty. Show me a miracle, I'm hoping. I'm choking off marijuana smoke, with every token, like I'm losing focus. Falling to sleep while I'm in service, when will I die? Forever paranoid, nervous, because I'm high. Don't mention funerals, and stressing, and going nutty. And reminiscing about the niggas that murdered my buddy. I wonder when will I be happy, ain't nothing funny. Flashbacks of busting caps, and you take for money. Where am I going? I discovered. Can't nothing save her. My next door neighbor's having combo with undercovers. Put a surprise in the mailbox, hope you get it. Happy birthday, B. You know you shouldn't have did it. Everybody's dying in my neck. Who can I trust? Will they be G's and then look at me before they bust? Or will they kill me while I'm sleeping? Shoot to the head while I'm in bed, licking blood on my back sheet. Is there heaven for a baller? Getting suspicious of the streets, the line's busy every time I call her. Now she's telling me to visit. Who else is home? I check the house before I bone, so we all alone. After another, hit the highway. See you later. To all the players, watch the flyway, a nigga played up. The bitches telling all the homies that I can fuck her like no other. Now the mother bitches wanna bone me. I'm under pressure, getting drunk. Somebody help me. I drank a fifth of Hennessy, I don't think it's healthy. I see my enemies, they creeping. Don't make me blast. I watch the 5-0s roll, the motherfuckers pass by me like they know me. Smiling like they laugh, I put up my middle fingers and I dash. Niggas don't like me cause I'm thugging. And every day I'm a hustler, looking to get paid. They wanna bury me and worry, no need to lie. I pray to God I don't scream when it's time to cry. Nowhere to rest, I'm losing homies and got a bitch. When I was rich, I had clout, now a nigga's lonely. I put the bitch into my head and say a prayer. I see visions of me dead, Lord, are you there? They tell me am I lost cause I'm lonely. I thought I had friends, but in the end a nigga dies lonely. Nowhere to run, I'm in terror, and no one cares. A closed casket at my funeral when no one's there. Is there a future for a killer? I take my way. Still, that don't promise me the next day. So I stay thugging with a passion for what's a blast. I'm busting on these motherfuckers in my mask. They wonder if I'm hellbound. Well, hell can't be worse than this, cause I'm in hell now. Don't make me hurt you, I don't want to, but I will. See motherfuckers killed over phone bills. Never will I die, I'll be back. Reincarnated as a motherfucking Mac. 11, cause in heaven there's no shortage on G. I'm telling you now, you motherfuckers don't know, man. Don't know.
Reincarnated, only fear of death is coming back. Reincarnated, only fear of death is coming back. Reincarnated, only fear of death is coming back. Reincarnated.
Welcome to the Essence of Time show. I am your host, Aset Atunre, and we are live from Lagos on the Damon Network. This production is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. I want to personally thank the class of 2021 Internet and Radio producer Ishran, DJ and CEO Brother Ole Dele for putting this wonderful production together. I would also like to personally thank the listening audience for tuning in tonight. Please invite a friend to join the conversation. How do you reach us? Dial in at 516-453-9133. Again, that's 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. I have a wonderful author that I have to congratulate. This woman is empowering women, and she's changing lives. She has 5 books that she published. Her first one was October the 18th, and it's called Behind Closed Doors. And a brief description on that book, it's about coming out of your shell and receiving your blessings. This is a wonderful book, and I highly recommend it. Again, the title is called Behind Closed Doors. Along with her second book, Married to Single, March 2020, Rose in the Darkness. Another book she published, March 2020, and Behind Closed Doors, The Journal, June 2020, and By His Stripes, I Am Healed, July 2020. That's 5 books, and her name is Cheryl LeGrand. I want to thank you for what you're doing. All of these books are available on Amazon, you guys, so you can just go to Amazon and you can check out those books. She's walking in her purpose by writing her books to help motivate and inspire women through her hardships that she's been through. So please, all of you, reach out, connect with her, and read some of her wonderful books. It will help change lives and save lives. A live shout out to Ib Talib from Newark, New Jersey. Shout out to New Jersey. We got the Bronx in the house. I love Jersey. It's such a beautiful place. But this brother right here, he is a conscious rapper, and he's representing the conscious community. And he got skills to pay the bills. So both of these wonderful people, Ib Talib and Cheryl LeGrand, I thank you for what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Y'all can connect with these people on Facebook. They are my friends as well on Facebook, so you can also connect with them anytime. All right, so at this time, our topic for the night called Chasing the Beast. Many love the devil because the devil gives them nothing. So what I would like for everyone to do, ladies and gentlemen, my listening audience, please pull out a Bible. I'm going to take you to Matthew 4. Everyone, please go to Matthew 4. I will give everyone a few minutes, and please invite a friend to join in. Again, the number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. We're taking it to church. We're taking it to the Bible, Matthew 4. I'm going to go ahead and begin, and you just join in, okay? Jesus is tested in the wilderness, Matthew 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord, your God, to test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord, your God, and serve him only. And then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended to him. That is one very powerful scripture, ladies and gentlemen. And I actually like that one. I like that scripture, Matthew 4. That was a very powerful one. That concept meant that all Jesus had to do was worship Satan, and the whole world would be handed to him. But you know, Jesus was so strong on his belief and his faith that he couldn't be tempted by the devil. He knew the word was of God. So what is the root of the message, ladies and gentlemen? Call in and tell me, what did you think the root of that story was? I'll tell you what I think the root of that story is. That tells me that money is the root of all evil. And a lot of people might disagree with that and say, oh, no, money's not the root of all evil. Yes, it is. Yes, the heck it is. Because I'm going to tell you why. If there was no money, there would be no evil. What is everyone going crazy over? A dollar bill, right? It's all about the money. That is what this whole world operates on. So we're going to get into some hard, uncut, juicy truth. And I'm going to be talking about two, not one, but two nice politically powerful organizations. Know them as the secret society. And this powerful organization, the secret society, started in the 1700s. And the whole meaning of this organization was just based on control of the world. These powerful political beings came to cause one thing, and that was chaos and destruction onto the world. And this secret society was first established in April 1778, ladies and gentlemen. And there was only 12 members in the order at the time. Do you know by the end of summer, the secret society had 27 members? Wow. Was not open to the public. This is not like a regular school or something, or a regular church that you can just walk in and join. This is a secret society, okay? So let me just tell you how this works. Let me just give you a little breakdown. This secret society ranked in 3 degrees. You had novice, maniverable, and illuminated maniverable. In the order to graduate, you would have to do certain rituals. You would have to perform certain things, and you would have to use passwords, grips, and signs to graduate. And if you didn't do these things in a correct manner, let's just say there were some serious consequences. But it's interesting because this secret society goes so far back, you know, in history, that it might be scary. It might be really scary because these same ranks and these same degrees that I'm telling you that they had to graduate, these are the same degrees that they use to create their own doctrine. Isn't that wild? You have an organization now that is hidden to the public eye, or just hidden in general, but they're operating as a powerful political group. I mean, they were powerful. They were political. but they're operating and they're planning on taking over the world, creating a new world order. And it's sad to say it. We, as a people, the original beings of this planet, fail into the spell of this secret society. All of us come victims to this secret society. And many of you might not think it's real. You might think this is a conspiracy theory. Let me tell you, honey, this is no theory. This is the hardcore truth. And I'm giving you nothing but the facts. But to help you understand this, I'm going to give you a good scenario. I'm going to give you a bright scenario to open up your mind and actually give you a visual on what I'm talking about. But before we do that, we're going to take a radio break. Our wonderful CEO, what you got for us?
Everybody everywhere is scratching for what they can get. Do you think anybody in this town is any different? They don't give a damn who gets killed, just so long as the dice keep rolling, the hoes keep hoeing, and the money keeps flowing.
My name is Al, and I'm from a part of town where clowns get beat down, and all you hear is gunshot sounds. On 139 Atlantic Ave, there's a big park, and if you storm, don't walk through it when it gets dark, cause at night time, niggas try to pack. They sneakier than alley cats, that's why I carry gas. Yo, I'm a motherfucking fugitive. Buck wild and foul is the lifestyle that I choose to live, because to me, it's all about a buck. I used to have a partner in crime by the name of Chuck. We stormed the city, shooting shit up like Frank Nitti. We robbed kids and split the dough bitty bitty. One day we fought the dice game on our ass and split the cash, then I murdered his ass and took his half, because I'm all about ends and skins. When you got those, you don't need no motherfucking friends. If I catch you on a late night black, you get stuck, Jack. My mom told me to get a job, fuck that. Hey yo, picture me getting a job, taking orders from Bob, selling corn on the cob. Yo, how the hell I'ma make ends meet, making about $120 a week. Man, I'd rather do another hit. I want clean clothes, mean hoes, and all that other shit. Do I admit I'm a sucker? A low-down, dirty, sneaky, double-crossing, conniving motherfucker. Breaking in crib with a crowbar. I wasn't poor, I was poor. I couldn't afford the old R. I used to wait until it gets dark and tell a nigga to strip. I wanna see some birthmarks, like a nigga dressed in black with a ski mask. I take all the funds and I run down the street fast. I pick this nigga named Eugene, took his brand new ring, cause taking up to everyday routine. Once I was cruising in a beat up ride, saw this nigga named Clyde and snuck up on him from the blind side. I told him give up the dough before you get smoked. Oh, you broke? Now you dead broke. The big L was cold crazy, a top-notch crook snatching pocketbooks from old ladies. I don't care, I'll do anything to get a buck, even rob a Miller truck, cause I don't give a fuck. Some say I'm ruthless, some say I'm grim. Once the burglar broke into my house, then I robbed him. Plenty of many brains are bust, cause I was living a lifestyle of the poor and dangerous. Word, all of us from Harlem, 139, is living a lifestyle of the poor and dangerous, you know what I'm saying? This goes out to my brothers, Big Lee and Don Ice, Reggie Brad, TC, Tom, Lou, Black Tone, Whitey, Scott Skeeter, Root Dogg, Herb McGruff, E-Jack, G-Love, Doc Ring, Took Spice and Rich Dice. I can't forget the 140 Lennox Ave, Boot. And I gotta say rest in peace to Nate the Skate, Tom, and my man Kerry.
Welcome back to the Essence of Time show. I am your host, Aset Atunbre. Listening fam, please invite a friend to join in. Dial us at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. All right, so we were talking about Matthew 4, and I said I was going to give you a scenario on how the secret society is using their power and their degrees to take control. So I'm going to talk about a wonderful movie that everyone should check out. It's a free movie. It is a perfect example of the secret society. I'm sure a lot of you have seen probably more like Skulls and Bones. But this particular movie was wonderful. The characters and the actors that played the roles did a tremendous job. I give it an A+. It's called Living Large without the G. So it's LIVIN and then large. And you can find it on YouTube for free. You can watch it for free on YouTube. It was released September the 20th in 1991, and T.C. Carson plays Dexter Jackson. He's the main character. Lisa Ardenell was the girlfriend. Her name was Tarnell. And then you had the evil boss, or what we would call the devil, Kate. So in this scenario that I'm going to give you, Dexter Jackson is the Jesus in Matthew 4, and Kate is the Satan, the devil, okay? So Dexter Jackson, he worked at a family business with his sister, and they had a dry cleaning company. They did fairly well. They weren't poor. I guess you would consider them middle class. Like I said, this movie came out in 1991, so I'm not sure really what era and time they was living in. It looked like the 80s maybe. But he wanted to become a news anchor. It was his dream. And he every day he watched the news and he studied how everyone, you know, did their job, because that was his goal. He knew he was going to become a news anchor. So he's out one day doing deliveries, picking up the laundry, the dirty laundry, and he's returning the clean clothes to the customers. So he's out driving, and he has a scanner on. It's so funny. He has a police scanner, so he can listen to everything. That's how he kept up with what was going on in the world. And I think it's really a great idea to sometimes have something like that, you know, just to see what's going on. So he had that in his car, and he hears something that comes on the news, like someone, a guy was holding children hostage in a building, and it came on his scanner, and he's a block away from it. So he was like, oh, he's really anxious, and he's speeding up, and he's like, I got to go to this scene. This is my chance right here. He just, something, his higher intuition just told him this was his chance. I just knew I'm going to, today's the day I become an anchor, dang it. That's what he says. So he gets to the scene. There's police everywhere. Of course, you know, news crews are already rolling through. So he had a box of donuts he was already eating. And a bright idea popped up in his head. And he was like, yo, I'm going to take these box of donuts, and I'm going to act like I'm delivering donuts for the police crew. Bright idea. What way? What better perfect way than to make your way to a scene, a real-life crime scene, by delivering donuts? You know the police love donuts. Okay, so he gets there, he goes to the police, and of course the police is like, yo, you can't go in there. He's like, I got donuts for the crew. I'm the delivery, I'm the donut man. Okay, save me one. That's what the cop says, save me one. So he lets them in, and a really touchy thing happened. I kind of got sad in this part of the movie. He went up to this famous black anchor man that was his idol at the time, and he had his recording tape of him, you know, doing demos and monologues and stuff. So he went up to the anchor man who was on the scene to capture the news, and he was like, hey, I want you to listen to my tape. You're my favorite anchor man, and I want to be just like you when I grow up. And this anchor man, he was just so rude and so mean. He had such a high ego. And you would think there would be some brother-to-brother love there. There was no brother-to-brother love at all, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, he looked at Dexter Jackson and told Dexter, get out of my face. You want to be an anchor man? You don't even look like you worth the time of being an anchor man. You know, he kicked it to him like that. And Dexter just dropped his head. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Karma does exist. When he said that to Dexter, 2 minutes later, that Anchorman was shot dead, laying on the hard, cold concrete with that microphone sitting next to him. And you know what Dexter Jackson did. That was his chance, like I told y'all, right? So he picked up the microphone. Of course, he was like in a little shock, like, wow, he just got shot. He just got killed. But he's so excited, like, I can be on the news. I can host this story. I can tell this story because I'm here. I'm live. And the shooter's behind me in this building. So he grabs the mic, and he's like, yo, this is Dexter Jackson. I'm coming to you live from wherever he was at. And he's like, this man just got shot. Wait, is he shot? He checks he asked the police, because the police are checking his vital signs, and they're like, yeah, he's cold red, he's dead. He's like, yeah, well, he's shot. And I'm going to tell y'all the story. I'm here, and there's some man. So he was telling the story of what was going on. So the cameraman, Dexter, he's brave. The cameraman's just filming, and the police hands Dexter Jackson the phone and says, the shooter wants to talk to you. And he's like, me? He wants you to come up. He wants you to do his interview. Dexter Jackson, y'all. Now, we're talking about this man just went from being a delivery guy, delivering laundry to customers. He's about on his way to be that anchor man. So here we go. He say, okay, we're going to go up. The camera said, uh-uh. He chickened out. He said, well, I'm not going up nowhere. We ain't going up nowhere. He was like, give me the camera. He's like, I can't give you this camera. $40,000. The head boss on the earpiece is like, give him that camera. Let him do the story. Give him that camera. So he was like, here's the camera. He hands him the camera. And Dexter Jackson, what do you know? He goes in that building by himself with a $40,000 camera on his side. $40,000 camera now on his side. And he's like, okay, we're going in the building. He's actually on the news now, y'all. This is national news. Remember, the anchor man just died, so keep following me. Dexter Jackson is doing this story. He's on his way in the building. He's going up in the elevator. He gets there. He gets off the floor. The shooter's right there with a machine gun. And the children are surrounded by him, and they crying and booing. And the first thing the man says is, are you by yourself? Because I'll blow this place up if you're not. He's like, yeah, I'm by myself. It's just me and the camera. Just me and the camera. He's like, what do you want? I'll give you the story. I'll give you the interview if you just let the kids go. So they come to an agreement, and the shooter lets the kids go. Dexter Jackson did a good job. To make the long story short, he saved those children's lives. Not only was he a hero, he became an anchor man. The head boss found him the next day, went up to him, and was like, I want to hire you. You did such a good job on my story. Not only did you do such a good job, but you actually took a risk. You actually took a risk to be on live television afraid of getting your head blown off. I hope y'all following what I'm about to get into. So let's go into further detail. So Dexter took the job. Now, this anchor company is very highly professional, and it is ran by, let's see, how do I say this, all Caucasian. There was not one black person in the whole entire company. Dexter Jackson was the first black man to be an anchor in that company, okay? So when he got this job, he was not aware of what he was walking into. He just thought he was going to be a nice black anchor man shining on that TV. And one thing Dexter always cared about was his appearance. When it came to that, all he cared about was his appearance. So the lady, the boss, Kate, the devil, friend, new Mercedes Benz. First weekend, he got him a brand new Mercedes. But she told him, Dexter, you got to get rid of these friends. Because he had brought, you know, his friends to the parties and the meetings and stuff they was having and all the get-togethers. And she was like, Dexter, you have to get rid of these friends if you want to keep this new car. He bought a house. He bought a house for his girl, Toynelle. That didn't go so well. Soon as she found out he bought the house, she was like, are you sure that this is the right time to be buying houses and getting married to this girl? Because he was going to marry her. And he told Kate, this is the lady I'm going to marry. We're about to plan a big wedding. And she said, I would hate to see your career go down the drain. So you see what angle she was going in. She was trying to dictate and control his life. Now, here's the topping on the cake. When it came to his stories, she wanted real action. She wanted that juicy stuff. She wanted that go stick the bank up story. Let me see someone's head get blown off. That was the type of stuff she was into. And these are the type of stories Dexter was supposed to cover. But instead, he started sacrificing his friendship. He went and destroyed family-owned business that him and his family had grew up and ate in. He sacrificed his friendship. Friend ended up getting beat up because he had set him up for something on a lick. It was crazy, and did a story on it, and the dude got busted, and his friend got beat up because apparently Dexter was a rat. So it was just sad how all of that went down, and the more fame he wanted, the more crazy stuff he started to do, the more bridges he started to burn. And as he started to burn those bridges, Dexter started to go through mental problems. He started hallucinating, and he started his ego started to get to him, and his guilty conscience started to get to him. So at the end of the movie, after he had sacrificed basically himself and his friends, he ended up apologizing, making it right, and he ended up embarrassing himself on national TV in front of everyone because he had did so much dirt, and he had wanted to become an anchor so bad that he threw so many people under the bus and did messed up, horrible stories to get what he wants. So in the end, it turned out good because he was the sacrificial lamb of his own destination, and he realized that, you know, money is not everything when it costs your life. So I believe we have a caller in queue. Brother O, do we have a caller in queue?
Hello?
Yes, we do. Caller number one. Here he is.
Caller number
hi,
one. Are you?
Hi. How you doing? I'm Ricardo Richard. I got a show on O&E. It's called Trent and Mix with Ricardo Richard. And I had a question. I know earlier you were talking about the whole new world order, right? Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to know, like, what was your views on that? Because I was just hearing a lot about that and just seeing just the time frame we are in and just seeing, you know, I had saw something. I didn't know if it was real or not, but I had saw something on Instagram the other day where it was on the news or whatever about them creating, like, little chips and stuff to detect the COVID-19. And I don't know if you – have you ever heard of anything like that?
Yes, I actually have. And that stuff is real. That's why I said in the beginning of my show that this is not a conspiracy theory. Everything that I'm telling you, everything, all the knowledge that I'm giving tonight, it's not a myth. And I feel like everyone – really take heed to what's going on in the world. You know, just pay attention to stuff like that, because if you get a chance to run across that kind of information, take heed to it and really research it, you know?
Right. I just think, you know, it's like a little, I think it could be, depending on the person, like, it's a real scary time in the world, you know, depending on where you are and what you believe in, but yeah, it's definitely, you know, an interesting time. Do you correlate that with, like, faith and when people say it's the last days? Like, do you believe in that stuff too, or do you feel like they're separate?
Well, we definitely are in the last days. I mean, that part, that written part of history is, I do believe it's true, and I also believe that mankind has a lot to do with the destruction and how things are going to corrupt and destruct on the planet.
Okay. Wow, that's deep.
But Will you please tell us, Mr. Ricardo, because I do appreciate you calling in, will you please tell us when is your next show?
So, all right, so my next show, I just had a show yesterday, and my next show will be September 13th, and my guest, her name is Taj Wilson, and it's basically, she's an advocate for mental awareness, and is the title is Living with Bipolar. So those are just some of the things that, you know, I do on my show. I have actors come on sometimes, and just more so about coping, I think, with life. Like, I had a show about single fathers and just trying to, you know, get through our traumas and our triggers and just being mentally, I guess, healthy overall and spiritually healthy. So that's what my shows are about. But thank you so much.
Well, I thank you for calling in. And please, everyone, please tune in to Mr. Ricardo's show. Thank you so much for calling in. And we have caller two in queue. Caller two, please tell us what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, caller my two. Name is Shirley. Hello? Can you hear
yes,
me?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Thank you for shouting out my name. My name is Cheryl Northern LeGrand on Facebook. I'm originally calling from Knightdale, North Carolina. I'm originally from Newark, New Jersey. The topic that you are talking about, my views is this. Anything that we put in front of God, to me, is evil. The money, when you say rule or evil, is what we do with that money that makes us evil. And I believe the way the world is now, a lot of people have done that. But when you put God first and the purpose he will put in your mindset to use that right, whether it's to sow a seed, whether it's to pay your tithes, whether it's to help your community. But when you go into this world putting other things before that instead of your gifts, talents, and your purpose that he given to us, that's when it becomes a problem. That's when it becomes destructive. And that's what the world has done. A lot, I'm not going to say all, has put other things before God. God is a jealous God. It doesn't matter what it is, but we have to remember that, yes, this is already in the Bible. This is already written. That's why we always have to transfer our mind and our mindset and don't lose focus and purpose of what our mission is and what we're supposed to be doing. And we're not supposed to be looking at what everybody else is doing. We're supposed to be the change and say, you know what? I'm going to use this for the goodness of God and not for the men around the world. So that is my view of the way the world is, because we could take what we know and what God telling us and what you are telling us the truth, or we could take the truth and make it wrong and try to make it right. And a lot of times what's going on, people don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear what they want to hear. But when you follow in Christ, he's going to lead you into the truth. He's going to give you that sermon to know the truth. So that's just my opinion, everybody, about money is evil. What are you doing with your money? Is you doing it for the purpose of God? Because anytime you are selfish, you have already lost and you have already served the devil. Everything we do is supposed to be for his purpose, because we are not here. This is not our place, okay? And everything we do is for him. So that's what I wanted to say to everybody today, and thank you for shouting out my name. Thank you for this blessed opportunity for me being up here.
Thank you so much for your wise words of encouragement, and I appreciate you. But please, is there anything else that you would like the listening audience to know about you, any events or any more books that you have coming up?
Yes, I'm also a co-author with the Queen of Collaboration, Ms. Angela Thompson. I'm also working on a book about the pandemic. Thing I want to say to everybody that's listening, and you can find me on Amazon, Cheryl LeGrand. You can find me on Facebook, Cheryl Northern LeGrand. You can find me on Instagram, Northern LeGrand. I just joined Twitter, and I just joined Pinterest. One thing I want to say is that it's your mindset. Always remember that we can break the cycle when we transform ourselves. Until we do that, and I believe that's how we got all this stuff going on out here, because of our mindset and how we think, and we have lost sight who is first, which is order, which is God. So to everybody, just remember, it's God first. It don't matter what we have. The same way he's given, he can take it. So to everybody, you know, you can do it. I wrote all my books with no internet, okay? I wrote it on hotspots. I do a lot of podcasts on my phone. When you want something, give it to him, step out on faith, and he will move. He didn't say just, you know, pray about it. We got to move about it. So I love everybody, and thank you, my beautiful sister, for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you, Ms. Cheryl LeGland. And please, everyone, connect with her. Get in and on her books and read them. Also, I would like to shout out to Angela Thomas Smith, who is the CEO and founder of Queen of Collaboration. We have a lot, and she is walking in her purpose as well. So everyone, please go to the page and follow that. And we also have caller three in the queue. Caller three, please tell us what's your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Jerry Petito. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry. We got Jersey Jewels in the house.
Listen, I know I hardly get to call in with your show. Because I actually was interviewed tonight and just walked in the door. I called you from the car. I said, I have a few minutes. I want to support her tonight. I loved everything your caller just said. So I'm just going to ditto it all. I ditto everything she said. How's that?
Yeah. Thank you. She's phenomenal, and you are phenomenal as well. You guys, this is Jerry Petito. She is also an internet and radio Hall of Fame enshrined. Please, Jerry, tell the listening audience who you are and when your next show is.
Okay, you're putting me on the spot. I'm on a Tuesday night, okay, 9:30. I apologize. Like I said, I was in my car. I just walked in the door. And, you know, Brother O named me the Jersey Jewel, the Jerry Petito Show. I'm an author also, nutritional health coach. I'm a recovery coach. And there you have it, baby girl.
All right. Thank you so much, Jerry, for calling in. I love you, girl. We got Jersey all
too.
The way up in the house and New York in the house. All right. So next we're going to go to a radio break. We have a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting disc jockey Ishani, DJ Honey B. Olasky.
Suicide Queen, all niggas, gather up all your arms, get ready for this new world order, shit is about to change, motherfucker.
I'm America's nightmare, young black and just don't give a fuck, I just wanna get high and live it up, so fuck a 9 to 5, and whitey tryna slave us, women in my wages, slamming my niggas up in cages, changing their behaviors and spitting rages, that's outrageous, broken motions is hopeless, we want lazy soapers and scotches, ladies soapers who fuck us, roll out some royal flushes, roll with the rushes, that official ass, got bitches for pistols and gas, we living in the last, my theory is fuck it, sexy niggas get it, love it, my corrupted is conducted through ghetto, sipping on Moretto, hand on the metal, foot on the pedal,
never settle,
we want Carolina Herrera, dirty Donna Karen sweaters, yeah. My foreign levers and sweats, go play their guns and grenades, to blow up, I got news from the informers, I'm trapped in corners, busting shots at time corners,
my man Big Top, he know how to get by, get high, do a Dixon, be fixed to be flopped, submit, crossing up and downtown action, and when these sticky keep a gripping, move with traction, keep mad alibis, a plan to stay wise and wide-eyed, living in the fader,
Southside,
crooked jakes to fake snakes, niggas all out for pace, or who wanna overtake you, leave them with drinks, the white sheep covers his heat, smothers the street, eat smothers, the shots rank, two got bang. We all ready for these wars, we all want more, these the last days,
endure,
32 shots, asserted the clock, you heard it for black, the murder who got, convertible drops, living life on the edge of dangerous, where you living, never giving a shit, come be living in it, cause it be you off the hook, crooks crack, keep a spot to sell a rock, the cops around the clock, it's hot, living life on the edge of dangerous, where you living, never giving a shit, cause we living in it,
if I'm taking my own life, I might as well. Except they might not sell weed in hell, and that's where I'm going, cause the devil's inside them. They make me ride for my own nationality. That's kinda ignorant, but yo, I gotta pay the rent. So yeah, I'll stick a nigga most definite. The degenerate, if I can call them innocent, I don't leave no sticky fingerprint. For the cops, they only good if they dead. No, that bag in the gun shit be going to their head. To make bread, I gotta steal for sport. So I stole a show and made some pennies for my thoughts. And if the fucking rap shit don't pay, I'ma start selling drugs around my way. Killing my own people in the USG. Shit, they gon' get it from somebody, I'd rather it be me. Besides, they can't tax dirty money. And you can't trust nobody.
Nobody.
No one.
No one.
I'm a scorpion. And I probably bite the bullet, cause I live by the gun.
Can't be hitting 25 to life in it, who just came out. And pulling flame out. Say game, blow your brains out. It's like on the edge, it's dangerous. Way of living, never giving this shit. Cause we living in it. It's our suicide queens when niggas back up. Nigga back up. Official ass, throw your fucking gas up. It's like on the edge, it's dangerous. Way of living, never giving this shit. Cause we living in it. We never giving this shit. Cause we living in it. Official ass, motherfuckers don't give a shit.
Four Dutch or son, see, it's heavy up and take
your
time.
DJ Honeybee, I just want to say, you knocked me off of my feet now, with that music. Round of applause for our DJ Honeybee, who is the best producer only on Looking Glass Entertainment, the Damon Network. And please, ladies and gentlemen, invite your friends to join in. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get in on this beautiful conversation. We got caller 4 in the queue. Caller 4, what it do? Tell me what's your name and where you calling from.
Well, hello.
Is this who I think it is?
Yeah, it's your true friend, Willa Guy. Boy, I just had to run out that daggone house so fast. You know, I'm over here with Killer Cowdy playing music, and I was watching Netflix, then I switched and watched the news. I'm like, oh, my God, here we go again. Confusion and daggone diplomacy mixing with confusion and science. I'm like, why? And then when I hear, you know, just flipping through Facebook, and I said, let me see who's on tonight. And I saw you. I said, oh, shit. I got to call it. Freak it. Shut down everything. Get there, saw what your topic was, and I'm hearing what people are saying. Ooh-wee. You are touching a whole bunch of lights right now, and I hope people are really paying attention to every word that people are saying tonight, because this is for real. It's not only a spiritual warfare. It's about to be incredible when you start believing the things that's coming out of people's mouths and what they do to you. That's the sad part, for the love of money. And the devil.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
The reason why I say this, because if you look at what's going on, and it's kind of deep, people love to be tricked. It's like a magic trick. People love magic. They're like, I just want to be punked. I want to see what they could do to me next. And when you see somebody acting like the devil, and they trying to tell you, like, yeah, you know what? Because the devil always gonna give you a trick. It's like trick-or-treat, Halloween, hello. Like, here, I'm going to make you a star. I'm going to give you all this money. Or I'm going to let you win the lottery. And everybody running like, ha, I'm going to get the lottery first. I'm going to get there first. Let me get off work. I got to hurry up and get in the dag online. We're going to win $250 billion. And then when they lose, they're like, oh, I do it again. Everything's a trick. Problem is, when your life is a trick, because you can't see no light, because you believe in all the darkness, and you walk in the darkness, then you become satanic, and that's a new type of darkness. What happens to your kids? How are they going to grow up? And then you mad because they dark. They doing dark, evil, demonic things to your family and your friends, you might have a job and your kid be like crazy and be like walking up like, hey, and you're like, hold up, man, that's my boss. What are you doing? You came over to visit us. What you doing? Can't control them. So you tap it into something and people aren't realizing what's really going on. Just watching the news and see how much evil you see compared to reality and goodness and love and compassion and God and prayer or anything called hope or anybody that's alive. Because everybody's supposed to be dead. So far, so good in our eyes. Or is that a reflection of what's about to come or to be? But, yo, my name Willa Guy, you know, Too Thorough. That's my show. Come on Fridays, every fourth Friday. The next topic is new thoughts, new problems, 2021 with a special guest. It's going to be beautiful because I'm going to just be free and let everybody talk. Because if you think about new thoughts, are they really a problem? They are if they're negative. But if you have positive thoughts, how is that liquefied as a problem? So we could change our mindset, like the lady just said, and become more positive than negative. We might not start killing everybody for a has-been. Something that has been done a long time ago. Now you want to kill them today because you could do, what's that thing called? A purge. Love your show, gal.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Will. I appreciate you for calling in. And please, everyone, tune in to Will on Friday for his amazing show. Real quick, I want to bring our famous, nice, wonderful producer and CEO on for a second. Brother O.
Well, first of all, I got a surprise for you. Now, of course, I want to thank everybody that called in so far. You know, Cheryl, Will of God, you know, and of course, you know, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame personality, that is Jerry Pitino. Now, this is a special, special gift from a person that loves you very, very much. She had a vision this morning. Got up and started playing a song. She got up, you know, unnerved. And you know what? I got to play a song. She thought about you. And she said, you know what? We're together. So this gift is not from, you know, my hands are pretty, pretty swift. But this is from the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 2021. This young lady is in her mid-60s, and she loves hip-hop. And it's dedicated. She'll be coming on the line after the song. You know who she is. Let's get it.
Yeah. Another one of those. This is for my nigga Q. Down to earth. Joy and peace, baby. You know how we roll. There's so many that don't know. This is out to my nigga Q. Rest in peace, baby. The farmer, the babies, the mama, the projects, the drugs, the children, the thugs, the tears, the hugs, the love, the slugs, the funerals, the wakes, the churches, the coffins, the heartbroken mothers, it happens too often, the problems, the things we use to solve them, Yonkers, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Harlem, the hurt, the pain, the dirt, the rain, the jerk, the fame, the work, the game, the friends, the foes, the bins, the hoes, the studios, the shows, the friendly, uh-huh. The one that gave him the slug, the one that put him in me. Woo. The stakes, the grass, too long to see. The lawnmower sitting right next to the tree. Go to jail or get your ass kicked. The lawyers, the part, they are of the puzzle. The release, the warning, try not to get in trouble. The snitches, the eyes, probation, parole. The new charge, the bail, the warrant, the hole. The cell, the bus, the ride, a car. The greens, the boots, the yard. You caught the fighting, the stabbing, the pulling, the grabbing. The riot squad with the captain, nobody knows what happened. The 2 years in a box, revenge, the plots. The 23 hours that clocked. The 1 hour that's not, the silence, the dark, the mind, so fragile, the wish,
at the streets when I took you, when they had you. The days, the months, the years, despair. One night on my knees, here it comes, the prayer. Tribulation, my heart, my wall, my mother, my father. I love him, I hate him. Wish God I didn't have him, but I'm glad that he made him. The roaches, the rats, the strays, the cats, the guns, knives, and bats. Every time I scrap, the hustling, the dealing, the robbing, the stealing, the shit hit the ceiling. Little boy with no feeling, the frustration, rage, trapped inside a cage, the beatings till the age. I carried a 12-gauge. Somebody stop me, somebody come and get me. Little did I know that the law was riding with me. The dark, the light, my heart, the fight, the wrong, the right, it's gone.
Right, welcome back, welcome back. This is your girl, Offset and Toon Ray, and we are live. I would like to bring a very important person on at this time, but before I do, I need all the listening audience, and I need everyone out there to please put your vote in at this email, terrastrength@gmail.com, and vote for Sister Betsy for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting. She has been nominated, and at this time we are so excited and we are rooting for her. So please, everyone, if you don't mind, please put your votes in to Terra Strength, TerrisStrength, @gmail.com. And you can just be simple and say, I put my vote in for Sister Betsy. At this time, Sister Betsy, are you on?
Peace and blessings, my sister, I said.
Peace and blessings, Sister Betsy. Oh, my goodness. I'm excited and so glad you're here.
No, I'm excited to be on your show because I know you're bringing the fire also. But, sister, I got up this morning, and my spirit was kind of low, so I decided to put on DMX. And when I heard the song, You Know Who We Be, I thought about you. And, yes, it came, your name came into my spirit, They Don't Know Who We Be. That's how much power. Yes, that's how much power you have. And I just wanted to say, you know, many people out there in the world, we have lost our way in humbling ourselves before the Creator. If we humble our hearts and our spirit before the Creator, maybe things would change. But when you said Matthew 4, you know, that's a good example of what was done to Yahshua by putting all these things in the world before you. And a lot of these things don't matter. And as we know today, my sister, the dollar bill is just a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. All these things that are happening in the world today has been planned. And you've been speaking on that. I want you to continue speaking on that and give people power when you speak, because you are power. And the only way we'll be able to fight the wickedness on this plane of existence, we have to humble our spirit before the Most High. Because there is a small group that is in control of this world. And people must realize that. And if they want 95% of the population gone, has anybody thought that 95% of the population on the planet are indigenous people? So I'm calling in to give you my support, and I love you for what you do, and keep doing it and keeping our eyes awake. I love you so much.
I love you so much, Sister Betsy. And before you go, you ain't going off that quick. I just want to let the listening audience and everyone know Sister Betsy is a veteran in the knowledge game. And I tell you, I have listened to her show, and I have learned so much more. Sister Betsy is the truther, you guys. She gives you nothing but facts. Just like I do. And it's an honor to know her. It's such an honor because what she has to bring to the forefront and for her to deliver it with such gratitude, it means so much to me. And Sister Betsy, I appreciate you, but I want you to tell the listening audience tonight, when's your next show, please?
Well, see, I don't know. I know I was on the 13th of this month. So I am on every fourth Friday. And I never let anybody know what I'm going to do on my show. So you just have to wait and see. And I love you dearly.
All right. Well, we will be tuning in. And everyone, please tune in to Sister Betsy's show every fourth Friday. We have caller 6 in queue. Caller 6, please tell us, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Well, hello, hello, hello. This is Jarek, the gifted one Thomas with a little tea time, calling from Shreveport, Louisiana. How are you, my queen sister Asette?
Hey, King Brother Jarek, how are you? Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I enjoyed your last show. You really touched my heart. Thank you so much for calling. What's going on? Talk to your girl.
I'm listening to the show. I'm enjoying your topic. And Living Large, I'm going to get into that after we're done with the show. So I'm enjoying your show. I'm enjoying this topic. And I'm definitely going to get into this movie, Living Large. I just want to tell you, Queen Sister, you keep putting down your fire like you're doing. You keep doing that good work. And you said something that stood out with me. And I was going to piggyback off of what Jerry Petito said and what your other guest said before, Jerry. And it made total sense. What we do for the Creator, it will last. The works that we do, if it's sincere and it's true and it's from the heart, and we have true intent, it will last. And we don't have to spend our time selling our work. Our work will sell itself. So I definitely want to thank you for the show tonight. Your topic is awesome. You are doing a fantastic job, Queen Sister, and you keep putting down the work. And Sister Betsy, you already got my vote, so you ain't got to worry about that. I love you, Queen Sister. You keep doing it. You keep putting in that work. You keep being the trooper that you are, being the soldier that you are, and you keep fighting that good fight. I love you so much, darling, and you keep on keeping on.
Oh, I love you, and I appreciate everything that you just said. You're so right. And, you know, one thing I do want to say, it matters how you treat people. A lot of people wonder why their blessings stop, and they don't realize your attitude matters. It doesn't matter, you know, what kind of job you have or what kind of education you have. If you don't have the right attitude with your skills, you're not going to make it too far. But please do, Mr. Brother Jarek, tell us when your next show.
My next show is going to be September the 7th. Being that it is Mental Health Awareness Month next month, I'm going to be doing my show around mental health. So I definitely am getting excited for the show. I'm definitely looking forward to doing the next show, and I definitely would love your audience listening tonight and everyone around the world to call in and listen to my next show. September the 7th, not August the 7th. August just is literally passing. September the 7th, 516-453-9133. Press 1 for some tea time with me, Jarek, the gifted one, Thomas. I love you, Queen Sister. You keep putting down that work.
Thank you so much, Jarek. I love you. Thank you so much for your call and support. Everyone, please tune in to Jarek and his show. He has that tea time for real, and it is amazing. So please get in on that. Now we have a guy, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting disc jockey and shiny honeybee, DJ Olasky. Take us there.
Yeah, it's time to put it down, E. Time to put it down.
Make it a
stop. UV Millennium Duck.
You're all proud of it today.
That kind
of
nine.
What?
Two G's. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like that, y'all. It's like this, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like this, y'all. It's like that, y'all. Hey, duh, check it out.
MCs out there, you better stand clear. Your PMD is a world premiere. From New York, straight talk, America's best. Cold Wild Long Island is where we rest. Style of the rap makes your hands clap. Take care of the stuff because the lines are strapped. They mean business, no time for play. If you buy a line, they'll blow your way. The more you bite, your body gets hot. Don't get too close because you might get shot. Knowing up my rhyme like a poisonous rat. Don't play dumb, boy, you're smarter than that. It's my day. Thematic style keeps the rhyme flowing. The brain's already biting without you knowing. Can't understand why your body's getting weaker. Then you realize it's a voice from the speaker. The mind becomes delirious. Situation serious. Don't get ill. Go and get curious. Enough about that. Let's get on to something better. And if it gets warm, take off the hot sweater. And if you want some water, I get you a cup. And if you don't want it, then burn the hell up. I'm telling you now, boy, you ain't jack. Talk too much junk like Mr. T is your back, but he's not. So don't act cute, cause if we do, you in high pursuit.
It's my thing.
As the song goes on, you will notice a change. The way I throw down, the way I say my name. The mic that I'm packing, it's flame resistance. So it's cool, and keep your distance. When I walk into the party, girls are screaming at me. I park my mic and my hose, and then I yell, freeze.
Freeze, freeze, freeze.
Music, please. Oh, where was I? Oh, yes, say a deaf rhyme, then I put them to rest. Every time I rock a rhyme, I can tell it that you like it. The notion is strong like the mind of a psychic. The mind is weary, floating like a dove. Sweating the things like a jewel's make a love. Control the crowd so they can accept it. Total the concentration is the perfect method.
It's my thing.
The strong I attack, the ones who got
the mic and freeze. I throw back, I perfect and eject. Make MC sweat, take them off on the mic, then I tell them step. Not waiting or debating, cause if you keep hating, play me too close, like two dogs mating. Now let's get on with the rest of the lesson. Don't really like it when suckers start messing. Trying to make a scene, talking very loud, talking my junk to attract the crowd. You say you wanna battle, your first mistake. You get quiet and stuff like you was out of wake. End up beginning, you knew you wasn't winning. Now you feel shame, your head starts bending. Kind of upset, boy, I understand. You lost again, I won, goddamn.
My thing.
Fresh lyrics, put you in the spirit. I'll speak a little louder for you suckers can't hear it. The rhymes I design are right on time. And at the crown of my mic, flash a danger sign. Cause I'm a thriller of Manila, empty coke killer. Drink Budweiser, cannot stand Miller. MC's cold clock until the party's through. Then they tap me on my shoulder and say this buzz for you.
To be a real MC, you can't be obedient. To be smooth is the main ingredient. You have to be sooky like a Milky Way. To be able to make it work, you rest and play. I control the pace of the rhythm I'm going. Hydraulic jack is the way they're flowing. Slow, yes, just like the order. The capacitance is waved like the motion of water. Smooth, smooth.
While the record is spinning, got your fly girly grinning. MD is on the mic, you know I'm only beginning. Rhymes fresh and fresh, never heard me fetch. Scored 110 on my MC test. My rhymes stronger than Tyson. Hold the MC license when I grab the mic. MCs get frightened.
I'm dangerous, I eat across some bones. Lounge on, boy, you in the danger zone. What I mean by lounge, I don't mean biting. Huh, you mess around, I will be fighting. It's alright if you bite, but don't recite. Because the rhymes are mine, and that ain't right. But that's chill, just chill to the next episode. So Diamond J, yo, release the chord,
my thing.
There she is. Okay.
Who is your favorite DJ in the world? DJ Honeybee Olasky. And that track, ladies and gentlemen, was EPMD, Track My Thing, 1988. Mm-hmm. ONE Dynasty has the greatest. And we have caller 7 in queue. Caller number 7, tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Wadette Mentuhotep L., ambassador of the Association of African Descendants Worldwide. It's a pleasure to experience this show tonight.
Raubat Yassar.
That's something I'd like to share in regards to the topic tonight. When you mentioned when the word tempt came up, you know, it brought upon the question and a couple questions in my mind, such as is pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth a conduit for the energy that governs over the devil? And does people willing to use, well, since tempt means to feel, and feeling means the capacity to feel, which is an opinion, and that are discussions or examinations based on evidence that does not produce knowledge that is reliable. And also thinking about how tempt can affect people in regards to pride, greed, lust, and envy, gluttony, and sloth, that those being the root of evil that causes wars, pestilence, famine, and sorrow, and not objects like money, shoes, microorganisms, weapons, and medicine, but that the root of evil can be pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth. And speaking of that, I wanted to highlight that healthy and correct decision-making is a definite aid and assistance with helping people not to fall into pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth, which is laziness. And also tomorrow night is my show, A&M University, the topic being Melanated Workforce Federation of Hoohe Enterprises, Cultural and Corporate Systems Provider. And we're highlighting on as far as providing our project that we have for thousands of businesses for them to have a chance to participate, to be able to present in front of investors to help attract to them trillions of dollars to be able to provide jobs for our melanated skilled people to be able to interact with the Americas and Africa. And people can tune into the show tomorrow night. And I'm definitely enjoying this topic. And so it's very enlightening and encouraging.
Well, thank you so much, Zamal Wajet. I appreciate what you brought to the platform tonight as well. I do like how you pointed out those evil emotions, hate, greed, all of that is considered tools, I would say. So thank you so much for calling and delivering that knowledge. And please, everyone listening tonight, tune in to Brother Wajet's show tomorrow on ONE, Looking Glass Entertainment. Thank you so much, brother. We're going to go on with our segment. I want to take a moment to talk about KRS-One. A lot of people know him. If you don't, he was a rapper. He still is a rapper from the Bronx, New York. So shout out to KRS-One. He actually did an interview with Beat Grade Music News in November 7th of 2015. And they asked him a lot of deep questions about his involvement with Freemasonry. And he came out and told the cameraman that he's considered to be a 33rd degree Master Mason, but he is honorary, and that is a very, very high rank. And this group, Freemasonry, I'm going to give y'all a jewel, okay, and you can take this and you can look it up, but when you do this, please know what you're looking for. Freemasonry originated from ancient Egypt, okay? They took our laws in ancient Egypt, and they created what is something called maritime law. And maritime law is the laws of the sea. And that was created by Freemasons. Basically, their reason of doing that was to control the jurisdiction, and that was meant to control who could do business in the ocean. So let's not get confused, because I know I talked about the secret society in the beginning, and I'm going to tell you how all of this kind of relates and ties in. The secret society and Freemasons are two different groups of people. I just want to throw that out there and get that known. They're two different people, but they are two very powerful organizations. A Mason is one who cuts themselves into a perfect stone. A Mason is a stone builder. So Freemasonry is all about brotherhood. It's all about love. It's all about building, establishing, and owning things. Versus the secret society, they were actually scientists who went against society's rules. They totally went against all of these rules, and they decided to create their own rules. You get what I'm saying? So five major people that took over the world and controlled the world. These people are known as Jewish bankers, and they're called the Rothschild. And each son owned a part of England and started their own banking system. So these five brothers, these five powerful brothers, who are a part of the secret society as well as Freemasonry, because, like I said, they kind of tied in and kind of joined forces in a way. So these five brothers started a banking system, and they financed the entire world these Fuzz brothers own the entire world. They own the banks, the churches, all of the organizations. They hold the power to everyone's business and everyone's money. They can cut you off and they can cut you on, just like that. So when we think people are really in control, I'm just going to be honest when I say this. Europeans aren't in control over here. It's the Jews that are in control. Now, they're only in control on this earth. They're not in control of the cosmos. Only the Most High is in control of that. So man is only in control of what he's doing on earth. And I'm just going to say Tupac, he's a significant brother. I don't really know for sure if he was really involved in the secret society or Freemasonry, but I will tell you, he did try to pull a Machiavelli in 1996 when he made that album. Also, when he made All Eyes on Me, if you go and listen back to some of those songs in All Eyes on Me, because he dropped that in 1996 too. When he made that album, he put a lot of hidden messages that you can kind of catch. You know, if you really understood about the secret society and you know a little bit, he kind of tried to expose these, you know. Many of times he was telling people what was going on and he was just throwing information out there. And I love Tupac. He is the only rapper in history to make a double disc tape. Can you believe that? 1996, the only rapper in history. And another two important factors that I'm going to talk about, because now we're going into the media. I'm going to talk about Jay-Z and Kanye West. They are both a part of the secret society. And if you think I'm lying, go and look at most of Beyonce's videos. Look at her clothing. Pay attention to the hand symbols. Even look at Jay-Z's music videos and Kanye West. They're telling you what they're doing in these lyrics. You can hear it in the lyrics. Beyonce has exposed herself plenty of times by just throwing it out there saying, hey, I'm a part of this society. So they don't really have to come out and tell you. They're showing you. They're showing you. And then these women, are women bleaching their skin? Do you know why Lil' Kim bleached her skin and you have all of these other, Keisha Cole bleaching her skin? Do you know why our women are doing that? They're doing that because that is a part of a sacrifice. Remember when I was talking about the rituals back in the beginning of the show? That is part of the rituals that they have to do. They have to do crazy things like bleach their skin. They have to take their blood out of their body like Nas X did and put it in shoes. You have to wake up, you guys. They're putting this stuff on the TV for a reason, and you're letting your children watch it, and it's not good. I'm going to tell you something. Do you really think that the artists and actors that you're looking at on TV is real? They're not even real. They have been cloned and killed off and dead and gone. And like all of my wonderful callers said on the show, the temptation's greatest tools was money. And like Sister Betsy told us, this was planned. All of this is planned, and many are selling their souls for something that has no value. Why do you think my show is called tonight, Many Love the Devil? Because the devil gives them nothing. A lot of people, even hypocritical pastors, because this is what I hate. You say that you love God, and you say what you're doing is for God, and I'm going to bring it in. I'm going to give it to you real like Cheryl LeGrand did. Thank you so much, sister, because that is important. For people to say and for these pastors to say they're for God, you sure do a heck of a lot evil with that money that you bringing in. And it's not honest because I've heard people say that they try to get help from the church when their bills and stuff have piled up and they probably lost their income and stuff happened. But if you're a member of the church and you can't get no help from your pastor who gets all of that money plus money from the government to fund his church, claim to love God so much, do so evil. And with that being said, I'm going to take you to Mark 8. If you have the Bible, please go to Mark 8, verses 36 through 38. I'll give everyone a couple seconds. Mark 8, verses 36 through 38. This is going to be my conclusion before we go to our track, but I'm going to go ahead and begin reading, ladies and gentlemen, Mark 8, 36 through 38. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. I love that statement. I love that verse because that lets you know, what are you gaining? Using all this money, doing bad things with it, or even doing bad things with the money, thinking about it, the temptation. What are you gaining? What is a man gaining by forfeiting his soul, profiting the world? So you see, ladies and gentlemen, these people see on the television, these artists, these actors, Beyonce, Cardi B, Jay-Z, Kanye West, Lil Nas X, they are not the role models that you want your children to look up to. They are doing evil things in the industry. No one's teaching the children what they need to know. No one's teaching the children how to self-build for themselves. No one's teaching our girls how to garden. The children are learning how to twerk before they know how to grow a tomato. That is sad, ladies and gentlemen. But we're going to go to our next track. Brother L, what you got for us?
This is going to be the biggest story up.
With a girlie with a dope body. Got
Right, shout out to DJ Honeybee again for putting that wonderful soundtrack together. That was The Greatest Man Alive, the three-time dope 1988 all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Shout out. That's some good stuff right there. All right, so we have caller 8 in queue. Caller 8, please tell us what is your name and where are you calling from?
My tribal next stage name is The Magic. How you beautiful.
Hold on, honey. You're breaking in and out.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, loud and clear. Go ahead, Magic Man.
Okay. Well, when I reflect on, you know, the question is, why do people on the devil issue, when the devil gives them nothing. What's so unique about it is before you went to earlier, you spoke about Jesus, a man who is also being tempted by another man in the form of Satan. Now, what's so unique about this here, I'm going to show you how all in all works, right? I was going to say that to turn to Mark because it's time to remove the head off the devil. Because they have been shrouded in mystery for such a long time. Now, you conveniently went to Mark, right? I was going to say 32, 33, but the quote that you went a little bit further for it. What profits a man to gain the whole world and lose their soul, right? So, but if you step back two verses, that's going to answer and solve that unsolved mystery, talking to a man, right? Because if you look at the way he ended that so-called temptation and look at Mark 8, 33, and he says, get behind me, Satan. And he's talking to Peter, who also was a man. Okay? So It's time for that nonsense to stop. But anyway, meanwhile, while we're moving the head of the devil, one of the things I learned as a traveling man, okay, one thing that the evil ones and their kind can't take. They can take a butt kicking. They can take being talked about. But they cannot take money being taken out of their pocket. The whole society will crumble just like yesterday because that's what they depend on. That's why they put it on their commerce. That's why they put it on every facet from their coin to their dollar bills. And the best way you can remove the head off a devil, especially in this society, It's to take money out of their pocket. Just that simple. But when you look at us, who have been stripped of everything you can imagine, you see, even though all of the wealth of this world belonged to us first, and we were stripped from it, but somehow we survived. Now, there's a lot of us who's trying to be in the image and after the likeness of the evil one and their kind, who's also chasing after money, who's also losing their soul. They don't care about themselves or each other. This explains why, how so many murders can take place because of a bad deal going wrong, like a drug deal. And I simply say again, melanated people, original people, stop. The devil's not going to give you anything. So all of you out there who's listening, who expect America or anyone else to give you something, keep waiting. And I've always said you got to take it back. You got to take your life back. You got to take your mind back. Everything that was taught to us as a people by the institution was not taught to us for our benefit. It was taught to them and their kind for theirs. Thank you.
Wow. That was an amazing poetic piece. Thank you so much, Magic Man. And if anyone doesn't know, Clooney Bacatoon, a.k.a. Magic Man, is my father. So, yes, I get the jewels as well from him. Please do, Magic Man, tell everyone when's your next show.
My next show is next Thursday evening at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 if you are on Central Time. And I will be bringing a very special guest of mine, your uncle, my blood brother. And I have been waiting to express this to the world about a miracle that took place over 19 years ago. The advancement I'm about to give is very important, and it's called Another Side of the Story. The reason why it's necessary is because, like most people, 85 to 95% of the people have only been taught one side of the story. And the media and the devil have did a great job in planting lies and deceit all over the place. Okay? Even to the point of making us hate our own story. So that's why it's very important. The name of my show is We Will Aware You, and trust me, you will be edutained. Thank you.
All right. You heard it from him, the Magic Man. We Will Aware You. Tune in, please, and thank you. And with that being said, it's N-G-O-Z-I, N-G-O-Z-I time.
Hello, hello, hello. I want to thank you for yet another great show. But first, I want to thank all of our listeners that support us on a constant basis. I definitely want to give a shout out to my O&E family of hosts. I want to thank you for calling in and pressing one and shouting out your show and showing support on tonight. Ricardo, Jerry, Will of God, Sister Bessie, Jarek, Wajet, and Brother Hooney, I thank you guys for pressing that one and joining the conversation on tonight. I want to encourage you guys to keep being a team player. Keep walking in purpose and sharing your truth. Continue to lead by example. I thank you guys. I am Commissioner Angela Thomas Smith. I love you. Be blessed.
Well, first of all, thank you, Commissioner, for that. And, of course, you know, something that my mother said a long time ago, and I got to say it right now in power. When you have problems out there, when you're going through something, you know that's not right, you say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Now, to our Senator Tenray, I want to say outstanding show tonight, outstanding transcript to the world, and it was highly, highly professional tonight. She, to me, you know, went to another level as a master teacher tonight, and I'm proud of her. And the rest of the internet world is proud of her, too. Congratulations to our Senator Tenray on her fourth O&E syndicated station. All-time connection record tonight, 4-0. As a new host, and right now she's trying to attain something that I believe is real. The first host that was not part of a network, hopefully one day, to break Sonya Griffin's record of 7 all-time as a new host. That is true. We have some records here on this network and we want to honor folks that have been part of that work. But to me, if you've never done it before, you know, records are records. Numbers are numbers. Anybody have a problem with that, call me. You know, I'm always available, email. Always available at my number. We can talk about it. Congratulations to Arthur the Tune Ray on her only syndicated station all-time connection record. Tomorrow night, we're back on with A&M University, the YJet Mental Hotep LD Ambassador. And what more can I say? That Damon Network has advertising to ONI, which is on the Deli Ngozi Enterprise Research, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time at damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli Ngozi Appearance, Google Plus. Ola Deli Malay Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Essence of Time, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated online now network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, start one for program tonight, that includes for myandgmail.com, and I am. The International Internet Radio, Hall of Fame producing this Ronnie for the class of 2021. But most importantly, since 2013, tell your grandmom to wake up her children and let them know that I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay Rangozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis, y'all. And now, back to the 2021 ONE Battle of the Network Stars champion for the next 2 minutes in the program, Arsetta Tunere.
Well, yes, I want to personally thank the listening audience for tuning in with me tonight. And I would also like to thank everyone that called in, from the wonderful listening audience to the ONE host here. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to the news. Stop listening to CNN. Stop listening to Fox 5. Stop listening to all of these evildoers that are filling your head up. And one more thing before I go, do you know where your children are? Because if you don't know, you better know. Good night.
All the pressure as the tension builds. Someone please tell me what's really real. Is it money? Is it power? Is it fame you're looking for? Want respect, don't want neglect as we try to open doors. Take the time to relax, ease our mind. Life should be more. I check out the news, all the madness, all the protests, who should